Hey, welcome to another episode of the TechEd Europe Countdown Show, where we're counting it down till we meet up in Barcelona, Spain, October 28th through the 31st. How many weeks do we have?
Four. We're a little bit late, you know, but we're around T-minus 4 weeks.
Excellent.
Very excellent.
1 month until we convene in Barcelona, folks.
And this is actually a really exciting episode.
It is, absolutely.
Before we get there, we should tell people, obviously, if you haven't already registered,
yes,
you should go to europe.msteched.com, click on the register button in the top right-hand corner, and make sure that you get yourself subscribed to get in.
And then once you've registered and you're all in, you want to make sure you fill up your content calendar, as we have detailed out in previous episodes of the Countdown Show, so that we can help, so you can help us determine room allocations as to what size room different sessions want to go to. So you're going to want to make sure you finish that up.
Please, please, please. Nothing is worse than having the wrong size room scheduled for the wrong topic, potentially, because we're just going with information that we have. That's
absolutely. I want to do a follow-up first before we jump into the super secret surprise that we have for today's episode.
A news update.
This is about Country Drinks, which is going to be on the 29th. Mm-hmm. We announced this with a fantastic video from the beach where you were worried about being eaten by a shark.
Barceloneta Beach.
That is correct. So we have actually determined the locations for the various countries.
Okay.
And it's up now in a blog post. It's on the Facebook. It's on the Twitter.
Do you have to be part of that country to be able to go to those drinks?
No, not necessarily. But what you want to do is kind of mingle with your countrymen. And then, of course, you guys can probably branch out and find other.
I seem to remember last year, you were like country drink hopping from place to place.
Yeah, last year actually I was actually in one location because I was doing the DJ thing. But afterwards we did a little bit of bumping around.
Right.
So let's get to the list. So we've got Austria. Austria, you're going to be at Aqua, which is a fantastic bar. Sorry, Agua. Agua, as in water. Fantastic club there. We've got
Belgium. Looks like Belgium is going to be in Bestial.
Bestial. Yep, absolutely. Denmark, Norway, Finland. Oh, I am so jealous of you because it's Pasha.
They're in Pasha?
They are in Pasha. Oh. Yes, absolutely. It's awesome.
Someone has obviously paid off somebody to get that location.
Brand new, recently renovated Pasha in Barcelona.
Germany is off in Schokko.
The Netherlands, you are at Pullman Barcelona Skipper.
Sweden and Switzerland, you are at Club Catwalk.
And then, of course, the UK folks are going to be at Carpe Diem Lounge, which is super cool. So Carpe Diem, you want to check it out if you're in the UK. And then everybody else in the world, if your country has not been mentioned here, you're going to be gathering at Opium.
Okay, that's the bar, right?
Yes, Opium Mar. Yes, absolutely.
Opium Mar, M-A-R.
Correct.
Very cool.
So lots of cool locations.
And these are all like within walking distance of each other.
Absolutely.
Some of them are connected.
You know, like connected upstairs, downstairs kind of thing. Yeah, all right there on that beachfront. It's fantastic.
I can't
wait, man.
Oh, I just
can't
wait.
You're just beside yourself?
I am beside myself.
So listen, I know that you had something else that you wanted to talk about.
We were going to
get into some of those items, but I'm going to interrupt you. Because I was walking through the halls this morning, really, really early before folks got here. Check this out.
Oh.
We have the bag.
Okay.
So I figured we should interrupt this week's normal countdown show. We'll talk about that other stuff in next week's show.
Okay.
The bag.
Because it's a very hot topic item that people like to know about.
Absolutely.
And so we've got it here. We've been teasing out some pictures of little areas of it leading up to the show.
Yes.
And we'll continue to do so. But what do you think? Should we give them a little drive-by tour of what's
going
on?
Sure, absolutely. Now, there are kind of two main sections of the bag. You've got the front pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And inside the front pocket, you'll see that there's lots of room. You've got room for pens, adapters,
channel line guys.
Yes, absolutely. Also a spot for your keys.
Yep.
And it's actually fairly roomy as well. So I keep a lot of my accessories and like random USB sticks
and everything else.
Power supplies fit in there. Power supplies. But I keep all this stuff in this little, you know, kind of carry-all bag so that I don't lose the little tiny USB sticks that I use when I DJ. So that'll fit just right there perfectly in front. Then there's the second main compartment, which is actually where the laptops fit. There is a smaller, like kind of Velcro-y pocket on the inside,
mm-hmm.
where you can get some stuff there. There is the main pocket where you could store, seriously,
larger areas.
Like a three-inch, three-ring binder.
Yeah.
With plenty of comfort, along with
the laptop sleeves, and I'll say sleeves because we successfully were able to put in a 15-inch laptop. It could probably take a 17 with a bit of a stretch, and also a Surface 3. I will caveat this by saying there is no devices inside of this when
Correct.
You pick this up before anyone decides to always ask, because they always ask the kind of thing.
It because does not, we put them in for you know, demonstration purposes only.
So like those ads you get when you're trying to buy something, like this, the ad for this is only for the bag. It's not for the stuff that's inside the bag.
Just laptops are not included.
Right, laptops are not included
with this particular
thing.
The other great thing is ergonomically designed straps. Mm-hmm. Found these very comfortable in doing the walk over here, because I had to run ahead of you so that nobody would, you didn't know that I was bringing the bag.
The padded area in the back does make a nice channeled airflow to make sure that you are able to get good support across your spine, but then also gets a good airflow to keep the sweatiness down, which is always good to have.
Water bottle compartment.
Water bottle compartments is one on each side.
Yes.
And they both will fit just fine. And then the handle this time around is actually integrated into the straps, which is slightly different than North American bag. North American bag had a separate handle.
Yes.
This one has it integrated in, makes it more streamlined, more svelte, if you will.
And I think it's going to be fantastic, because I tend to like to put mine on my carry-on bag and drag it with me. And I typically will just grab through the handle and rest it on there. And I think that's going to be perfect. The one thing I like about this is that recently my bags, I'm starting to scale down a little bit.
Devices are getting smaller, getting more powerful, right?
Devices are getting smaller, and also the airlines are getting a little more picky about what you can store up in the overhead. So if I'm carrying carry-on, this has got to fit underneath the seat in front of me. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a short guy by any means. Mm-hmm. So this thing, it's not very full now, but you can streamline it down. So if I was just carrying, you know, my laptop or my Surface along with the power supplies and some random USB sticks and power adapters and stuff, I'd be good to go. That thing would slide right underneath there and I would have plenty of room.
Now I'm going to call out the stitching that we have on this one here, just so you guys know. The stitching for the logo on the front, TechEd Europe 2014. Also the logo for Microsoft is nicely stitched in there as well.
Yep.
These are not just simply laminate press-on kind of things
Correct.
You would have for this
Correct.
Sort of stuff. The material of the bag is nicely woven. Looks like it's going to be good and strong.
Yeah.
Tear resistant, if you will. And then even some of the vendors and the logos and sort of stuff at the top are very tastefully put on, and a nice black background is there.
Yes.
And the question that we always get, besides, you know, the laptops, can they fit in that size, is also the zippers. How are the zipper qualities on these guys?
Yeah, you know, I'm really liking these zippers here.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they definitely, they hold up to wear and tear. They're not little plasticky thingies. They're solid metal as far as the connectors are concerned.
Yes.
So good stuff on the zippers.
Yes, absolutely. And very strong where the pull tab connects to the zipper.
So would you be satisfied to say that this is a TechEd Europe Countdown Show approved bag?
I would have to say yes. This is Countdown Show approved. All right. So
that's
it.
The bag segment. Can you tell we're a little bit excited about the bag segment?
Yes, absolutely. So I'm going to stick this down here so that nobody else knows that it's there.
We have to
we'll abscond with it.
I'm about to say, we are going to see if we can give this to Nas, but, you know.
We keep promising.
The core team for TechEd might actually ask for it back, but, you know, we'll see. In case you're interested, maybe we'll take a donation of a bag for Nas over there on the Channel 9 Live. Environment. Anything else we got to cover off? I mean,
no. I think that pretty much covers it. We've gotten everybody their location for Country Drinks, which is on that the Wednesday of TechEd.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, make sure you get registered. Register now. Get those schedules built for us. We have big news announcements in terms of the keynotes and other things that we're going to cover in next.
We're not going to hint on what's going on yet.
We're just going to wait. We're going to wait.
T-3 on that one then.
Yeah. So that's it. If you've got a couple of things you want us to hit last minute, because we are getting down to the wire with less a month to go, you can comment right here on this video. You can also hit us up on the forums, channel9.msdn.com/forums. Make sure you choose TechEd Europe.
And if you're in the Twitter environment, you can always use the hashtag TEE14 is the one that we're following.
Yes, absolutely.
And obviously you can reach us if you wanted to individually. I'm @RicksterCDN.
I'm @JoeySnow.
And TechEd Europe is @
TechEd _ Europe.
Just had to make sure we both had that right.
There you go. I think we're good. So that does it for another episode of the TechEd Europe Countdown Show. It's just getting so close. Get fired up. I want to go to Barcelona.
Let's go.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you.